This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. Another almost historic week for the markets, especially in terms of volatility, pretty much across the board in almost every market that we follow closely. Be sure to listen to those daily editorials, which I covered throughout the week, and a couple company updates. The first segment, we're going to focus a lot on the markets and just the crazy moves and fear that is in most, if not all, traders' minds. Then we're going to move a little bit more over to the resource sector. Kicking off the show with Mike Larson, editor of the Safe Money Report. You can also follow Mike on Twitter at RealMikeLarson. Mike, let's start off with the bond market, because you look at something like TLT, and just this week, TLT is up almost 8%. On Friday, TLT was up about 5%. These are some crazy moves for something like bonds. Yields continue to crash. What's your takeaway from the move, simply, in the bond market?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people just watch stocks. They don't watch bonds. And some people just don't even understand how the bond market mechanics work. It's not a thing that if you stop 20 people on the street and ask about, very many of them could probably tell you those mechanics. But when you watch this, I mean, I've been watching the bond market closely since late 1990s. Frankly, when I started my career, it was right before long-term capital management. The gunslinging hedge fund blew up back then. You saw some crazy moves in treasury bonds, prices soaring, interest rates dropping, and the Fed had to organize a bailout of that hedge fund for a few billion dollars with the help of some Wall Street firms. But that's nothing in comparison to what's happening today. I mean, the rally in bond prices here heading into the end of the week and the drop in yield, I was reading some commentary on it. With the exception of maybe one day during the midst of the great financial crisis, this is the biggest move the fixed income market has seen going all the way back to essentially the early 1980s. And people got mortgages back then probably were paying 15%, 16%. Rates overall were much higher, so the magnitude of moves in terms of basis points was larger. But this is really crazy, and I would not be surprised in the least to hear somebody really got blown up, a fund, a company, hedge fund, who knows? But these moves are uncanny. They are completely abnormal in terms of magnitude. And it just speaks to the era that we're in. I mean, to put it in sort of stock market equivalent terms, which is what I talked about earlier, a bond move of this magnitude would be like the Dow falling 2,000 points in a day or something like that. So that kind of probably makes it a little clearer for people who follow the stock market only, and it truly is incredible. There's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of worry. And moreover, it's been getting a double whammy because not only are people worried about coronavirus-related economic risk, but the fact that corporate balance sheets stink and there's been an amazing amount of risk taken in the corporate bond market, which we've talked about before. But they're also seeing oil prices plummet. At the end of the week, OPEC held a meeting and they couldn't agree on price cuts. So on Friday, you saw oil prices plummet as well. A lot of oil companies, especially in the U.S., are heavily indebted, these shale drillers and so on. So it couldn't have been worse news at a worse time when market sentiment was more worried than what we saw. And you add it all together, and that's what happened in the bond market.
Now, also this week, we had a surprise rate cut from the Fed, 50 basis points, the biggest rate cut we have seen since 2008 after the Lehman blow-up. How is this also playing into the fear in the markets and the continued fall in bond yields?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that either weren't trading in the markets back in the last couple of bear cycles or just don't know what they're talking about, who think, oh, emergency Fed rate cut, that's great and that's bullish, yay. That was probably true about once in the last 25 years. Going back to 1998 in the long-term capital management crisis, the Fed did sort of this unscheduled cut. And that came at a time when the economic cycle was not very old. The credit cycle wasn't turning. So it was the right policy at the right time in the cycle. And that helped turbocharge the stock market heading into the dot-com bubble peak. You had another year and a half of upward running in equity prices. But if you exclude that and look at the other times the Fed was doing emergency cuts, when did you see it? The bear market that began in 2000 and the bear market that began in 2007. So it's not, you know, it's not most of the time a bullish sort of indicator for stock market performance, because essentially it's the Fed saying things are so bad, we need to jump in there. We can't even wait 2 weeks till we get together to meet. We have to cut rates now. And I would also add that the bond market has been ahead of the Fed for many, many weeks now. You know, one of the key indicators that told me to avoid risk, to still play defense and so on when everybody was throwing a party at the end of 2019 and early this year before the virus news struck, is that if you look at what's happening in the bond market, interest rates peaked in early to mid-November. The curve, the yield curve, stopped reinflating or rewidening in early November. Volatility bottomed out in early November, even as the S&P kept going up for a couple months thereafter. Those were all indicators that, you know, when you look behind the surface and you do a little bit deeper analysis, you had reasons to be concerned even before this virus news broke. So that was why I was defensive. I said, you want to be long gold, you want to be long treasuries, you want to be out of credit risky bonds. And boy, is that paying off. Now, I'm not going to pretend that I had any advance notice about this coronavirus threat. Of course I didn't. And I feel really bad for, you know, anybody impacted by this. This is nothing to, you know, this is a bad negative development, you know, and it came out of left field. But the important thing to understand is the market was already kind of heading in that direction. You were already seeing bond prices rise, yields fall. The credit markets have tremors. The riskiest credit, for example, triple C rated bonds, which is like the junky junk, at the bottom of the credit rating scale, prices of those were already under pressure. Interest rates on those, the spread between those and treasuries was already widening out before this virus news hit. So there were indicators that, you know, things are going on out there that you need to pay attention to as an investor. And that's why I'm very glad that my guys, that people in Safe Money Report were prepared for this. We're already outperforming the market with positions designed to benefit from the economic slowdown. And, you know, now they're fortunate that they're wildly outperforming the market in these very difficult times.
Now, Mike, what about the way that these markets are ending the week for a second week in a row, a sell-off, almost a get-me-out at the end of the week? Obviously, because no one knows what's going to happen over the weekend, news stories, headlines can really impact these markets to the downside. But we are also, we're not necessarily seeing a huge rush into gold at the end of the week, although gold continues to be volatile. Can you share your thoughts on kind of the balance here? Get out of stocks, but it's almost like hoard cash.
You know, here's the way I look at it. In the Safe Money Report, ever since I started to see a turn in the economic and credit cycle going all the way back to the first quarter of 2018, I've been very clear with subscribers. You want to play defense. The more boring your portfolio is, the better it will perform. And in fact, the better it has performed, even before any of this virus news happened. That meant you wanted to own treasuries rather than risky bond. You wanted to dramatically increase your exposure to gold, silver, and mining shares. You wanted to own defensive stocks and things that are boring, utilities, REITs, and so on, versus technology or financials or transport. And that's worked very well. Now you have layered on top of that sort of simmering economic late cycle risk that was already going on. You've layered on top of it this other, you know, virus factor, which none of us, to be honest, really know where this thing's going to go. You know, I haven't advised panic. I've advised prudent adaptation to our subscribers. I've sent out probably 5 or 6 flash alerts in the last several days telling them to do various things, including actually grabbing profits on multiple positions that they got into early and that were outperforming even as this virus news was breaking. And, yeah, a loss or two as well, and some hedging and some raising cash. Again, it's not get out of everything, go hide under a rock, but I do think that you want to be prudent. You want to adapt to the risk. You don't want to be making outsized bets, and you do want to still be in defensive-type investments.
Exactly. But that's why this is a more long-term, I think, outlook for the markets, trying to almost look past this coronavirus. But, hey, man, it's been sure an interesting couple weeks and already very interesting 2020, which no doubt is going to get even more interesting at the tail end of the year as we move towards that U.S. election. Mike, thanks for joining us on this weekend show. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to switch our focus now more into the resource sector for all of the listeners, all of our listeners who are invested in, whether it's juniors, majors, mid-tiers. I know there is this general kind of head-scratching that's going on right now saying, what's so different about this market and the investors in this market that we can see something like gold move up $400 and under under a year, and the stocks not have this almost rising tide lift all boats scenario. It is still very much a selective stock picking game, and I think that has to deal a lot with the type of investors that are now present in markets, which include the precious metals market. I'm chatting right now with Jeff Christian. He is the managing partner over at CPM Group. Jeff, you've been writing and sharing some of your research on the transformation underway on the buy side. Please share with us some of the information that you have or some of your research in terms of the type of investors that are taking place in the resource sector and those that are now looking at the resource sector.
Yeah, well, there's some major transformations going on in the institutional investment management industry. And some of them, relate to mining in particular. There's a disenchantment with the performance of a lot of mining shares over the last several years. And the disconnect, as you say, the gold price rises, the gold shares don't rise. But most of the transformations that you're seeing going on really have nothing to do with mining. It has to do with the investment management industry. And you've had the rise of indexed funds and indexed investment products. You've had a rise in ETFs and passive investments. And over the last several years, these indexed investments have outperformed the individual companies, not just the smaller companies, but even the larger companies. And so you have a lot of institutional investors who their clients, the people who give them money to manage, are saying, why am I paying you higher fees for lower performance? And so they have a revenue crunch. They, at the same time, have higher costs because of compliance and regulatory issues. And so what you're seeing is a lot of the fund management companies move away from individual stock investments and smaller cap companies in particular. And that has a negative consequence for all of those mid-tier and junior mining companies that need to raise capital because the institutional investors are pivoting away. In addition to that, some of the sector-specific funds, you have like a generational shift right now. And so some of the funds that have focused on investing in mining, the founders and the names behind them, the prominent names that were managing them, are retiring. Those companies in some cases are closing. In other cases, they're merging with others. In other cases, they're going to larger asset management companies who then say, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. I'm going to go to indexed funds. So you're seeing the disappearance of mining industry specific funds. At the same time, you're seeing the generalist funds sort of move away from this individual stock picking. And all of that, starves the junior mining companies for capital. So that's, I think, one of the big problems that you're seeing.
Very interesting there, Jeff. But this all, to me, seems kind of scary, especially for these juniors, because they need to constantly keep on raising. And, well, if they need to go to private equity firms and family firms, that is a strategy. And that is a strategy that I know some employ. But so many, too, are waiting for the retail investor and also waiting for some of the majors to invest in them. How does this also play into what you think companies need to be doing just to really keep the ship moving forward so that they can hopefully develop or grow some sort of an asset to get taken out?
Yeah. Okay, so several things. First off, the nature of the mining business, not just in gold but across hard rock mining, it's always been that discoveries are made by junior and exploration companies who either then sell off those properties or sell off those companies or are taken over by larger companies. And that, that's sort of the chain of the feeding chain in the mining industry. And that's going to continue and people have to be aware of it. And then your issue is what do the mid-tier and larger mining companies do to raise the capital that they need to buy those juniors? So that's one thing that's there. Another thing is that, again, it's been discussed as long as I've been in the business, is you have a very crowded junior exploration company industry. You have a lot of companies that probably shouldn't be there You know, there's a guy in Canada who, the first time I met him, he said, I have a file called the zombie file. And it's, you know, companies in the mining industry listed in Canada that ought not to be there given their financial position and given the fact that, you know, they just haven't moved forward in several years and they're poorly managed and things like that. You really need a house cleaning. And then you probably also need some new products. I mean, CPM Group has been talking to people about junior exploration funds that could diversify the risk profile of the individual investors. And, you know, instead of an investor putting $5 million into an exploration play that has a very high risk profile, put that $5 million into a fund that collects money from other people and puts its investments into maybe a dozen different exploration companies, and you're diversifying your risk and you're increasing the possibility of positive returns by diversifying your risk. So I think that there are new models and new products that could come up. The problem is that if you look at the junior exploration industry or even the major gold mining companies, that industry is too small for most of the asset management companies and the banks that service them at this point. You know, I made the point at the PDAC this week that, you know, if you take BlackRock as the largest asset management company, $7 trillion under management, if they said we want to have 2% exposure to the gold mining industry, that's $140 billion worth of gold mining shares that they need to buy. The market cap of the top 20 gold mining companies is $140 billion. So if BlackRock says we want to have a significant exposure to gold mining shares, they have to buy every share of the 20 largest gold mining companies in the world just to get to their minimum. So that speaks against trying to merge to be large enough to attract the largest asset managers. And it also speaks to the idea that if you're going to try to raise capital, you're going to have to try to raise it someplace else. You're going to try to have a company that's attractive to smaller funds and high net worth individuals and family offices.
All right. We're going to wrap it up there, Jeff. Always fascinating talking to you. And I think this conversation on the transformation underway on the buy side is so relevant to why people are seeing a disconnect between junior stocks and mid-tiers and what the underlying metals price, especially gold, is doing. Jeff, thanks for joining us this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence, head of the administration's coronavirus response, says 21 of the 46 people tested on board a cruise ship off San Francisco have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus.
Cruise ships represent a unique challenge for health officials, and so we would ask elderly Americans to use common sense and caution in planning any cruise ship vacation.
He says everyone on the ship will be tested and put in quarantine. Pence was surprised when a reporter asked about two people who attended this week's American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference in Washington who tested positive for the coronavirus.
It's the first I've heard of it in the midst of a busy day.
Thousands attended, including members of Congress, as well as Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing on with our focus a bit more in the resource sector. I am chatting with George Jarrow, Managing Director at RBC Wealth Management. George, it's been a while since you and I last chatted. We are going to get into the precious metals, but first and foremost, I want to discuss this almost crashing price for crude oil. Energy prices have been moving down. Oil has really been taking it on the chin. Give me just a little recap of your thoughts, what a falling crude price does for the overall economy.
Well, for the overall economy, it's very good news. And the economy had two shots at looking at good news today with the employment figures, 270,000 additional jobs, 3.5 unemployment. But then, of course, that to many traders was history, and it's what's coming that they're interested in, not was. So today we also had crude oil at $42. And of course, that is very good news for manufacturers, utilities, the consumer, fast food restaurants, very good news for busing companies, transportation, and it will also longer term help the airlines with cheaper jet fuel, which they need sorely. Now, because of the cancellations of lots of events. On the other hand, we've also seen gold up and down $20 today, but maintaining its safe haven status because of all the volatility, all the low interest rates, the IMF global warnings about pullbacks in their economies, and the rush to cash in many funds, and also, very interesting, there are many, many needs from international investors to buy U.S. treasuries, even though we've gone below, substantially below 1% in the 10-year, because 22 countries have lower interest rates and negative rates. And so in order to buy something that's liquid and convertibility into everything around the world, convertibility into different currencies, gold has maintained its haven, and its price is a barometer of our well-being both politically and economically.
Well, in terms of the gold price and gold volatility, well, we've seen volatility in pretty much every market. But what else outside of simply this fear trade, which has just captured the market's attention in the last couple weeks, what else do you see as the major longer-term drivers for the precious metals, gold in particular?
I think that will be important to note that the very low interest rates, which are here to stay for quite some time, it looks like, are lowering the opportunity cost for gold. That gold is the one haven in 5,000-year history that has maintained purchasing power. And while it does fluctuate an awful lot daily and weekly, it is, over the long term, what holds interest of the international investor. And the now is starting to be interested to the American investor.
Absolutely. Really, gold has come back onto the radar last year when it did start to break out. George, can you update us on where the open interest stands for the precious metals, gold in particular, and what these numbers mean for the overall market, please?
Well, what they mean is that investors have been buying gold and adding to the open interest in gold. We are almost up to 700,000 contracts, and we have open interest of 1,680,000 in round numbers in the options for gold. All of that means that people are coming back into gold and have been discovering the need for a haven.
George, what about silver? Silver has continued to lag gold in this move higher.
Well, silver has been lagging because of its industrial part. It does come up when gold comes up, but not well. And that is because silver has always been called poor man's gold, but it really isn't. Silver is a component of industrial needs and precious metals. It's not a pure precious metals need. And so the other thing that has done very well over time has been platinum and palladium, mainly palladium, which of course is taking it on the chin now with China lowering car sales and not back to manufacturing and not having the need for the batteries. And then, of course, a lot of people don't realize that platinum and palladium are used to crack crude oil into heating oil and gasoline, and it's as a catalyst. And so when crude prices go down, it does reflect somewhat on palladium.
George, can you also address the moves in the U.S. dollar? The U.S. dollar was moving strongly higher. It was closing in on that 100 level on the dollar index, but has pretty significantly reversed.
Dollar is now at a two-month low, and that's because of the interest rates. That the 10-year at below 1%, actually 7.75%, actually way under 1% in round numbers, is just telling us that it's catching up to the rest of the world with the recent emergency rate cut by the Fed, and the Fed will be having another meeting March 18th, which will be watched with closely by every market participant.
Now, did that rate cut by the Fed catch you off guard this week when they lowered rates by 50 basis points?
Yes, it caught me off guard. I expected it March 18th, but then, of course, the Fed saw what was happening around the globe with 22 countries having lower interest rates and more lowering, and I guess they are very, very closely watching coronavirus and its effect on the economy. And after the warning from the IMF of global economic pullback, the Fed decided to act quickly.
So how about the copper price? You do follow copper closely, and copper went through a fairly significant fall when this coronavirus really did start to take hold of the market and also impact.
Yes, it's interesting that even though China is at a slowdown with coronavirus and some of the globe and then, of course, car sales are slowing elsewhere, copper, while it's down, obviously, because of the lack of immediate delivery needs, copper is more interested in those who have immediate delivery needs than long-term investors. Copper seems to be holding this 255 area, and it's been between 255 and 260 for some time. And I'm believing that this trading range will continue. Also, you have a rollover in copper going from March copper into the May copper contract now.
So overall, George, wrap it up with a general comment here. Are we still just going to be slaves to the news that comes out of the developments in terms of the coronavirus until this dissipates? Is that really going to just be the fear that holds these markets?
I think that the market is fear-driven. All the markets are fear-driven, and it takes a long time to move public from one area. It's like a big ship. It takes a long period of time for ships to change direction, and it takes a long period of time, months, maybe longer, for the public to forget this major upheaval in the markets.
All right, George, we're going to wrap it up there. Good having you on the show. I appreciate your updates. I hope that you have a great rest of your weekend. We will chat again shortly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction.
I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm wrapping this hour up with a company update from Caliber Mining and the Vice President of Corporate Development, Ryan King. Caliber is traded on the TSX under the symbol CXB and on the OTCQX under the symbol CXBMF. Now, Ryan, I wanted to bring you on the show because there's been actually quite a bit of news out of Caliber just this last month. And the first news I want to follow up on is the fourth quarter production results from the El Limon and La Libertad mines in Nicaragua. Now, this is the first quarter that the company Caliber has had control of these mines after that acquisition from B2 Gold. And the numbers initially on first pass look like you did beat a lot of your guidance. First and foremost, please take us through the fourth quarter production results.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks for having us on the show again, Corey. So as most of you readers know, we acquired these two producing gold mines in development stage project Pavón from B2 Gold. B2 Gold is now our largest shareholder. When we closed the deal and we started trading October 21st, the stock was 60 cents, and today we're sitting around 90 to 95 cents, and I think we've traded close to 50 million shares since we announced the deal. When we announced the deal and we started trading, we announced production for the fourth quarter, and although it wasn't a full quarter, a total of 10 weeks, we announced that we would produce between 32,000 and 35,000 ounces of gold between the two operations, La Libertad and El Limon. And we announced that we would do a consolidated all-in sustaining cost of US 950 to US 980. It was an excellent start for us. You know, we really started to run these assets as we were closing the deal and working on the financing. Our chief operating officer, Darren Hall, who's had over 27 years of experience with Newmont Mining all around the planet, he really started to get involved back in June and July, and then really sort of cross over as we made a really smooth transition from B2's team to Caliber's team. And so, yeah, to your point, we produced 33,500 ounces consolidated, right in line with our guidance. We were guiding, as mentioned, 950 to 980, all in sustaining costs. And we came in at 960. So, you know, the first partial period, first quarter for us, for Caliber running these assets, right in line with the guidance. And to be fair, you know, B2 had been saying, you know, these costs were coming down B2 had said, you know, with this new El Limon high grade open pit coming on stream, you're going to start to see better grade and some more production. And so when we picked it up, we just ensured that was a smooth transition, but also all those numbers were coming in like we had anticipated as we closed the deal. So it was a good start for us. I think we had a total of a 6-day shutdown at Limon as well. So for some maintenance and, so we're all set up and ready to go for 2020 under Calibre, you know, guiding 140 to 150,000 ounces of production and I think 1,020 to 1,060 all in sustaining costs with quite a substantial budget for growth looking at the future. As well as drilling, you know, that's a huge part of our story is these assets, over the years have been traditionally lower mine lives, because they're underground, they're higher grade underground, low sulfidation vein systems and, haven't traditionally had a lot of mine life in front of them. So one of our goals is going to be to build up that mine life through drilling and exploration work and, you know, that's a big focus for us for Q4 and for 2020 and beyond. So that's a big value driver, I think, for Calibre Mining.
Yeah, I know when you and I even first started talking about this deal when Calibre acquired these projects, a lot of people were looking at that deal as simply just a stepping stone where you guys can move in, get some production that is looking quite profitable, especially now with this rise in gold price, and continue to drill. Let's talk about that drilling, too, because you also had a news release that talks about an arguably new discovery at La Libertad. You had some drill results that were almost 18 grams per ton gold over 7 meters. Tell us a little bit about this discovery and how you're planning on following up.
Yeah, this is really actually quite exciting for us. There's a couple of different concessions at La Libertad. So there's what I'll call the Libertad proper, where, you know, a 20-kilometer trend of low sulfidation epithermal veins has been identified. And over the years and decades, 1.7 million ounces has been mined in multiple different pits and underground sources. That's about a 200-square-kilometer land package. Last year and prior years, B2 Gold had done some regional work. They identified an area which we now call Amalia. They had done some a very small amount of geochemistry work, so soil sampling, rock sampling. And they identified a little area which they followed up with and did some trenching, but they never went back and drilled it because we were able to do a deal with them. And so we identified this opportunity after the great work that they had done. And we thought, okay, well, this looks pretty interesting. Let's get in there and do some drilling. You know, the area had been, it's about a kilometer long vein structure. Good trench results, you know, 6.8 meters of 7 grams, 13 meters of 4.5. So our team got the drill permits, went in there and drilled in Q4. And as you just mentioned, yeah, one of the 6 holes returned 17.8 grams over 7 meters. One returned, I think it was about 3.5 over 3 meters. And so these are vein type systems that ore shoots that range between 50 and up to 500 meters in strike. And so that first pass drilling we thought was a good success, a great success. So it's identified a new zone, as you rightly mentioned. And so right now we have one drill turning on it and we're drilling a long strike and down plunge of that higher grade zone. So we're pretty excited about this opportunity given the fact that Amalia, the concession itself is 350 square kilometers. Less than 3% of the overall concession has had any modern exploration on it. And, this is low rolling hills. You know, we need to build in some roads and infrastructure in there, but we have some now to get to this target. And, so it looks like a very, very good opportunity when you put that in context to the Libertad proper that has produced over 1.7 million ounces of gold and number of vein structures. So yeah, we're pretty excited about this. This looks like it could be potentially, you know, albeit it's very early days. But potentially open up to a new district right near our Libertad Mill, less than 30 kilometers away.
Now, any more information on comparing some of these higher grade results to what the actual results or what the actual grade that has been mined? If you look at La Libertad, just that last quarter, the average grade was under 2 grams per ton gold, and this is a much higher grade. Now, I realize it's early stage, but any thoughts on the potential of finding higher grade, being able to mine some higher grade, especially at La Libertad?
Yeah, no, that's, you bring up a good point. You know, I think some of the previous zones that had been mined, you know, the San Juan pit, the Javelin Central pit, a number of these other zones that had been previously mined were higher grade than what went through the mill in Q4 and even probably average grade for 2019. Not substantially more though. So these, when you know, when you put together a resource calculation model, you're taking the average. You know, you got some higher grades, some higher widths, and some lower. We don't know quite yet what this would pan out to be. But having an intercept of averaging almost 18 grams over what looks like some really good mineable widths. You know, obviously it's too early to tell if this could be a resource model or if this could be ore. But being that, you know, on surface, the trench, I think, was 7 meters at 78 grams. This drill hole was about 45 meters from surface. Yeah, I know it's looking very interesting. And, you know, at this early stage, it's higher grades.
All right, Ryan, we need to wrap it up for the radio station, but you and I are going to continue our discussion here. There's a lot more to talk about in terms of news that has already come out of Calibre. For everyone who is following the story and wants that full interview, please come to our website, kereport.com. Click on that Hour 1 weekend show posting and listen to Segment 4. The full segment will be there for you to listen to. Everybody, keep in touch. Please email me, fleck@kereport.com. If you have any follow-up questions for Ryan or any of the guests that I featured on this weekend show, I hope you all have a great weekend.
As always, Corey, I appreciate the time. And if anybody has any questions as well, they can reach out to Calibre as well at any time.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.